The barn, built for 214 cows, was the last word in agricultural innovation at the time of construction in 1913. Its founder, Peter Muna, was inspired to build a new cattle barn while traveling in Finland. The barn included a steam-powered water supply and automatic waterers. The cows were kept in several rows in the barn. There was a steel road between the rows, and wagons were moving on it. The wagons were used to transport the feed and straw, and the manure was taken away with it. Although the barn, furnished according to the last word of its time, reduced labor costs and made the work easier, the hardest work, milking, was still manual. The work of dairy women with white aprons and headscarves was hard. However, the various work processes had been made as easy as the knowledge and technology of the time allowed. After milking, the milk went through steel gutters to a milk cooler in the basement and from there to a large sink bath. The steam boiler was in a separate room from where the water went to different units of the barn, including a separate dishwashing room and other buildings of the manor. The stable, the main building, the steward's house. On the other side were the flour and raw food rooms. Peter Muna loved to say that the new barn costed as much as the rest of Ullenorme Manor. Unfortunately, the pride of the newly built manor could only work for a few years. The former production capacity of the barn was never restored. However, the animals were kept in the barn until 1989.